The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 3rd of October, 2008. It's the birthday of Gore Vidal, the novelist, born West Point, New York, 1925, author of Washington, D.C., and Duluth, a novel, a satire of the TV show Dallas. Gore Vidal, who said, "Style is knowing who you are, what to say, and not giving a damn." It's the birthday of Thomas Wolfe, Asheville, North Carolina, 1900, who had an affair with a married woman 20 years older, Eileen Bernstein, who encouraged him to become a novelist. He dedicated Look Homeward, Angel to her. And it's the birthday of the historian George Bancroft, born in Worcester, Massachusetts, 1800. Lived to be 90 years old, so he saw most of the 19th century. Taught Greek at Harvard, was appointed Secretary of the Navy by President Polk, and as Secretary, George Bancroft established the U.S. Naval Academy at Annapolis. He was the American ambassador to Great Britain, and while there, he worked on his 10-volume history of the United States. Here's a poem for today by Clive James, entitled, "The Book of My Enemy Has Been Remaindered." The book of my enemy has been remaindered, and I am pleased. In vast quantities it has been remaindered, like a van load of counterfeit that has been seized and sits in piles in a police warehouse. My enemy's much-praised effort sits in piles in the kind of bookshop where remaindering occurs. Great square stacks of rejected books, and between them aisles one passes down, reflecting on life's vanities, pausing to remember all those thoughtful reviews lavished to no avail upon one's enemy's book. For behold, here is that book among these ranks and banks of duds, these ponderous and seemingly irreducible cairns of complete stiffs. The book of my enemy has been remaindered, and I rejoice. It has gone with bowed head like a defeated legion beneath the yoke. What avail him now his awards and prizes, the praise expended upon his meticulous technique, his individual new voice? Knocked into the middle of next week, his brainchild now consorts with the bad buys, the sinkers, clinkers, dogs, and dregs, the Edsels of the world of movable type, the bummers that no amount of hype could shift, the unbudgeable turkeys. Yea, his slim volume with its understated wrapper bathes in the glare of the brightly jacketed Hitler's war machine. His unmistakably individual new voice shares the same scrapyard with the forlorn skyscraper of the Kung Fu Cookbook. His honesty proclaimed by himself and believed in by others, his renowned abhorrence of all posturing and pretense is there with Pertwee's Promenades and Pierrot's 100 Years of Seaside Entertainment. And oh, this above all, his sensibility and its hair-like filaments, his delicate, quivering sensibility is now as one with Barbara Windsor's Book of Boobs, a volume graced by the descriptive rubric, "My Boobs Will Give Everyone Hours of Fun." Soon now, a book of mine could be remaindered also, though not to the monumental extent in which the chastisement of remaindering has been meted out to the book of my enemy, since, in the case of my own book, it will be due to a miscalculated print run, a marketing error, nothing to do with merit. But just supposing that such an event should hold some slight element of sadness, it will be offset by the memory of this sweet moment. Chill the champagne and polish the crystal goblets. The book of my enemy has been remaindered, and I am glad. A poem by Clive James, The Book of My Enemy, has been remaindered from Opal Sunset, Selected Poems, 1958 to 2008. Published by W.W. Norton & Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Katrina Chikala and Ella Shavonik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.